If you've just joined us, I'm Melissa Idris with Misharat Kutta, and you're watching Consider This. Let's continue our look at how COVID-19 will change the way not just Malaysia approaches the tourism industry, but also the arts and culture sector. How will this specific sector rebuild, especially if we're looking at no mass gatherings or events for the next year or so? Joining us, we have on the show Dato' Sri Nancy Shukri, Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture. Dato' Sri, what are your thoughts on the arts and culture sector? How are we going to be looking at this sector, especially if it's, you know, exhibitions and galleries and concerts and plays and the like?
Melissa, actually, sometimes this is what we call blessing in disguise. When this thing happen, people are already connected through smartphone, through internet, you know. So now during MCO, now if you go to our websites, you can see especially in terms of competition among those who have talents. Among those who are in the arts industry, they are competing to sing, to dance, and they're already doing it now. Because it's how we want them to stay at home, feeling the fun and all the benefits that they can get out of staying at home. They will get paid through this competition. And for art galleries, you're talking about art galleries, they have this virtual gallery. It's all online. Now is the time for us to really train ourselves to use online facilities. It's amazing, though, a lot of innovations and creativities that submerge from this COVID-19 MCO break, actually, because we are encouraging people to participate in as many as possible that we are already organizing for them through the agencies that are under tourism. So actually, if you can see that, if you go to our websites, people are telling me, you know, they're so much fun, but I've not been able to see it, but I've been promoting also through online. So you see, people are already getting used to this is going to be the new norm in the whole world. Yeah,
that's true. Because, you know, the ecosystem, the arts and the cultural sector goes beyond the performers. It's also the stagehands. It's all the auxiliary staff who now don't have work because shows cannot be staged, or concerts or bands from overseas can't enter the country. With an extended period, not just of the MCO, but a post-MCO Malaysia, what will happen to them? Are they being counted in terms of the plans that the ministry has? Are they, in fact, visible to the ministry at this point in time?
First of all, it's the present moment. We are already engaging with them. We ask them, even those weavers are also involved. Now, secondly, if it is already okay for us to gather, of course, even hotels, we are now thinking of going back to hotels to do our functions, to hold our functions, to have meetings and all those. Because before this, I think there was a break of using a lot of big facilities to save funds. But now it is time for us to also assist them. And we are already having plans, okay? We are having plans for all of them, all of those sectors that is within us, especially for us, for those who are in the arts industry, those who are in the bands. I find that it is not really that difficult for them, because it is easy for them to plan things, and we are always being very responsive towards them. My only concern is those who are in the the travel agency, those who are in the who are the tourist guides, those who are the tour operators. We are trying to bring them to look into domestic tourism. Of course, the bands will complement them. So I'm not very much concerned. But talking about those from outside, I think the ones that will be very very fast to open will be our borders. Thailand, Singapore, Brunei, because they're very close to us. and these are the, they have relatives in the country. So we are also continuously promoting through Tourism Malaysia, promoting cross-border kind of tourism.
Dato' Sri, it seems to me that there seems to be a lot more focus on tourism. Has the arts been forgotten?
No, that's why I said arts are complementing. Arts are complementing. Even now, they are at the front now. The art are the ones who are at the front now because they are the fastest to recover in terms of being in the arts industry. A lot of people are very keen into what they are doing. Actually, they get a lot of responses. Just about singing alone, singing competition. We even have people who are from other countries who want to join, who want to participate, but we have to tell them to stop because this is only for Malaysians. And we have about 2,000 participants now, and they have to segregate that. So that you'll be more
organized. I want to ask you about the entertainment sector, which, things like pubs that have live bands, many of them have already, even in good times, lead fairly insecure lives. Will these competitions be sufficient to make up for the loss of a regular income?
Well, to be fair, it may not. It is not going to be sufficient, of course. But we are doing this to get people to earn something for themselves during this MCO. We want to make sure that they have something on their table, food on their table. We are there. We feel for them, actually. We feel for them. We want to help them to also rebuild themselves in terms of their own economy, to stimulate the economy, apart from what the government is giving them. We are providing this to make sure that people are getting something. Of course, not everybody can get it. I cannot answer in terms of giving for everybody, but we are providing this opportunity. At least we are providing opportunity, and I hope others are also providing opportunity for them. But at least we are not putting them aside or neglecting them. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. More with Dato' Sri Nancy Shukri in just a few minutes. Stay tuned to consider this.